promoting it. We've got a top veterinarian down from Riverside County, some animal control folks, and they're going to talk about what's good about it. And, you know, no one expects, like, I had to crack up. The Bee had this editorial. Oh, and if this bill passes, then lady, it'll be okay to have Lady the Purebred, but the tramp will be outlawed. It's pure nonsense. Okay. This bill will take at least some kind of, be some kind of effort to cutting down the number of animals that have to be destroyed for no good reason. It'll be a bite out of that.
And as a veterinarian, I can say that behaviorally, neutered animals make much better pets than unneutered animals.
Isn't that the truth?
They're it's got a lot to do with the hormones.
Female dogs are less likely to get breast cancer, doctor, if I'm right about that. If they are spayed, less likely to get breast cancer later on in their doggy lives.
Especially prostate cancer in the males.
Less prostate unneutered cancer.
Males have a very high propensity toward prostate cancer.
Yes, which can kill them. Very nasty stuff.
Very much. And, you know, I get a lot of men clients that come in and go, oh, no, I don't want you to cut the balls off of my dog.
And then that makes you want to cut the balls off of
them and say, listen, if you have to have a prostatectomy or a vasectomy, does that make you any less of a man? Well, no. Then why would you think it would make your dog any less of a male?
Doctor, have you ever had a patient, in other words, the owner, the companion of a patient, who, okay, you're right, I'll get my dog neutered, but I don't want him to look like he's neutered. I want people to know that he's really a male dog. And so there's this thing called, what is it?
They do make prosthetics.
Yes.
Believe it or not.
Yes, they do. A little fake.
We don't actually do it in our clinic. We just kind of look at them and laugh and say, you know, hey,
you're nuts.
Find some other place because, you know, that's really kind of stupid. Mm-hmm. Because it's, in a way, it's just as dangerous as having silicone breast implants.
Sure.
Get that dog into a fight and they get bit there and that stuff will leak
into
all
their
over
body.
And
yes.
Cause all kinds of havoc. But as you were talking about dogs that are rendered and so forth and how they basically kind of find their way into the pet food,
that's
not the only place they end up.
Tell us where else.
This. The oils that they get from rendering animals are sold to every cosmetic company, and that's what's in your liquid makeup.
You're kidding.
And that's why I don't like to wear it very much.
Because
I don't like the idea of smearing feces all over my face.
No doo-doo on the face. Well, actually, I wore it for years doing television, and now I just wear it once. I do television about 6 or 7 times a year. I just won't wear it.
Yeah, there's a lot of uses for this, and it's and it also ends up in certain shampoos and conditioners.
Oh!
All kinds of stuff.
Stuff from the rendering plant, and that would be all your pound animals that are killed. So
not
now let me
that,
ask
but just, you know, a normal client that comes in with their pet, and they just pay for the routine disposal. That's what we call it in our clinic.
And so you send it to the rendering plant, because where else is it going to go?
They get tagged. They get put out there in the freezer, and then once a week the rendering plant comes and picks them up.
Now let me ask you one other thing on this subject. If a person opts to have their deceased dog or cat cremated, isn't there some question as to whether or not when you get back the ashes in the little doggy shaped box that it's really your dog?
You know, actually, I think that they're really good about keeping everything straight. By law, they can only cremate one animal at a time.
Okay.
In the crematorium, and so they have them enclosed, and like say a really large dog would be in a metal box that will contain their ashes versus a smaller dog would be in a smaller box. So you don't get a lot of the cross contamination.
I've always wondered about human beings who get cremated anybody's checking.
It's heavily regulated, and it's the same thing with human beings. They can only do one person at a time in there.
On this bright note, so you do support the California Healthy Pets Act.
Absolutely.
Now, some people would object, and we'll talk about it in the next hour. They would say, it's too early at 4 months.
That claim that they're breeders, and I say breeders with quotation marks around it, when they're really nothing more than just a bunch of people that want to make some money by selling off pets. And they don't know really anything about animal husbandry and what goes into being a breeder. And it's a lot of these people that are objecting to this law, and I think that there could be a provision in there for bona fide breeders.
Sure.
But you need to have them fill out an application process and maybe...
And prove that that's what they're actually doing, not just backyard breeding to make a profit.
Indiscriminately breeding animals. I mean, we had a woman the other day bring in a lab that claimed that he was a purebred chocolate lab, and there's no way that dog was a purebred. It was mixed with an Airedale. I'd bet my life on it. You know, labs don't have those kind of curled whiskers.
Exactly.
They
dead
pay
giveaway.
$500 for this dog, and they get this phony certificate from AKC that says they're purebred, and it's a bunch of BS.
Now, let me ask you one more thing about a big story that's in the news here in Sacramento, and that is Mr. Artest. And I don't mean so much the domestic violence part, but apparently his Great Dane, who was undernourished, is still being held, and I hope they don't let him come back to him.
Mm-hmm.
The animals out there, is it your view that if someone demonstrates the inability to feed their dogs properly, that maybe those dogs would be better off in new homes?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
We get a lot of animals in. I'm not kidding, Christine. And they proud that they're, oh, look, you know, she's very underweight and so forth. Well, yeah, she's underweight. She's unhealthily underweight.
Doesn't it break your heart? You just want to,
Oh, you know, I have, admittedly, I won't tell you what practice I am because that would be a
I don't want you to.
Cheap advertisement. But there are times when I tell people, you do not deserve to own a dog. Because the things, we had a client in just a month ago mm-hmm. with an old English sheepdog. She couldn't figure out why the dog was just kind of like down on his feet. Well, when we shaved the dog, we found out the dog had 4 quarter-size holes in its body cavity mm-hmm. chewed there from maggots.
Oh my God.
These maggots had been eating the inside of the dog.
What happened? What's the...
Well, we put the dog down.
Can you tell us what your practice is?
And this woman, at the same time that we're euthanizing her dog, she's standing over there at the pet adoption board taking numbers for other dogs.
Yeah.
And this is kind of when I lost it and said, you are not the kind of person that needs, you cannot have a dog. You have to learn how to properly take care of them. And, you know, of course, in veterinary medicine, we see an awful lot of it. And we wish that we could hand out tickets.
Yeah, I wish you could, too.
But that's not our role.
All we can do
is report them to animal control, and we do.
Good for you, and I hope you keep doing that. And I want you to tell us the name of your practice, if you want to. It's fine.
No, that would be a cheap advertising plug.
No, do it anyway.
No.
You don't want to?
I work at South Sacramento.
Good for you. Thank you very much for caring about the animals.
All right. Well, thank you for bringing it up and maybe trying to educate people about this because
we'll
I think that they get the wrong idea what this law is trying to do.
Well, they're worried that 4 months is too early to spay. They'd be wrong about that. It's the perfect time.
Well, on some animals, I think 4 months with some smaller dogs is a little bit too early.
If it's a smaller dog, wait till they're big enough.
6 months is really a good time.
Because you don't want them to get...
Larger dogs, you can do a little bit earlier.
What's the earliest age a dog can get pregnant?
About 6 months.
There you go.
It's about 6 months, 5.5, 6 months when they come into their first heat.
Exactly. Thank you, doctor.
All right. Thank you very much. Keep
Bye.
Up the work.
I will. Bye. You are listening to Sacramento's Progressive Talk Station, KSAC 1240 AM. I know it's not progressive politics to talk about animals, but that's where my heart is. And so from time to time we do. Piece of legislation in the hopper right now that would create a situation where animals, so many, wouldn't have to be put down. We'll talk about that actually at 4:30. More to come right here. Don't go anywhere.